Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ken Tensler is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the CEO of SpiderWorks, Inc. Is that SpiderWorks.com, Ken? Is that right?
It's SpiderWorksDesign.com, but the easiest is CauseOfDisturbance.com.
There you go. CauseOfDisturbance.com. And that's also the title of one of his books. And the one before that was The 90% Rule. Ken, thanks again for being here. We're talking about becoming an entrepreneurial leader and how to become a better leader as an entrepreneur. You were talking about you just taking the DISC. Many people listening have taken the DISC program. I'm a high double triple thermonuclear D.
Okay, so you and I are very alike. Listeners, a reminder, that's big picture, blunt, likes challenges, likes bottom line. And again, what I was saying before the break is what I really liked and appreciated about DISC is it didn't say that was good, bad, or indifferent. It just said that's who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps you understand who you need around you.
Right.
You need collaborators around you. You need people who know how to cooperate.
You need I's and S's, and only one C. You only need one C in the whole organization.
Yeah, the C's a detail person, but you know, you might only need one, but they're the most important, and I have a C running my life. It's a detail person running my life at work, because again, it taught me you need all of these people to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is a voyage, as you were talking about. You know, we start, I like to say, is island leaders. And for me, I wanted to understand, you know, contextually how entrepreneurs become the way they are. And when I say island leader, I mean two things. One, you know, entrepreneurs of my age, that 50 plus, we grew up in a top-down age. And that was, you know, one foot in front of the other, shut our mouths, and you'll get a gold watch in 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we weren't taught to be, you know, opening and embracing. We were taught to listen, and it didn't work too well for me, but I survived. The other thing is, when we start our businesses, who are we leading? I mean, we're not leading anybody.
That's
we're
right. It's oftentimes, it's just us.
Yeah, and I think that realization is important, not just for the entrepreneur, but for people who work with or for entrepreneurs. You know, it's one thing to say, oh, man, they never listen, they're shut off or they shut down, but understand why. They're doing that. And I think, you know, ultimately leadership, communication, success starts, contextually by understanding the other person's position.
Mm-hmm. Context is an interesting concept to me, Ken. And these days, it seems that context is having a hard time because we all have so much content. I wanted to ask you this question when you brought that up in the notes here. I wanted to ask you if you feel like the context is having a harder time today than it did 10 or 20 years ago, because we're all bombarded with so much context. And I worry about the younger generation. They think the norm is to be saturated with content and to not necessarily have any room or time for context. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I couldn't agree more with that. And I think, filters are probably the most important things. And it's easy for us to say because, you know, we had like a morning and an afternoon newspaper.
Right.
But I think it's going to become more and more important for this next generation to succeed in business or in general in life, to understand what content is most important, what is relevant. To almost learn to limit or define parameters around the intake of content and what content you're going to use or apply in your life. And the truth is, I think some of it just comes naturally. I mean, you know, we're young, then we have kids, and we have less time, and, you know, we build businesses, we have less time. So I'm not sure that there won't be a natural filter, you know, put on this generation like it was on us.
I think it'll happen eventually. I think it'll just take some time, and I think they'll have some issues to deal with until that happens. Let's talk about, let's put this into contextual direction with the leadership thing here, because you identify two different kinds of leaders, the island leader and the treehouse leader. What's an island leader?
Well, the island leader, again, that's what, when you're starting off and you're yourself, you're an island, and there's really nobody working with or for you. And then I think the second step we go through as entrepreneurs is a treehouse leader, and that's kind of when we start to hire people, but we tend to build a treehouse, shut ourselves off on, you know, same island, but we look down and there's 5 or 10 people there, and we throw down some orders and directions and,
right,
you know, do this, do that. And I think that as I reflected, I mean, that's really where I was in my 20s and 30s. And I just think through energy and resilience, I succeeded, as many entrepreneurs do. But I think now I've tried to learn how to become what I'll call an engaged leader. And that, again, was understanding DISC, understanding what I'm good at, what I'm not good at, what a team needs to succeed. Because, and again, I don't know if it's an age-related thing or a time of life, but when you start to think about giving back, or when you start to think about legacy,
I think the legacy thing is definitely a time on Earth scenario. When you're 30 or 40, you're not thinking much about legacy. You're still trying to slay some dragons. And,
but it makes us better leaders.
That's right. Hold on to that thought. Give us the website again, please.
CauseOfDisturbance.com.
Ken Tinsler and I will be right back. Tintin, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.